let's make no bones about it. For large periods of the game, we were second best. To be fair to Athlone, they were big, they were strong, they were physical, they were direct. And probably tonight's the first time right throughout the course of the season where you've actually seen that the gap with the younger players and more senior physical type players, to be fair to them. So, look, again, it's a learning curve for the young players in there. That, you know, a lot of them want opportunities to play in the men's football, and they're getting that opportunities here at Finn Harps, but they've got to learn to grow up very quickly, and that's just the way it's got to be. But the one thing that I would say again is that the fans again are look, I just said to the players in there, I have never played or been involved in a football club where they have so much backing and so much support, and that is something that they need to start realising, and something that they need to start, you know, feeding off that,
yeah,
that crowd, and feeding off that support. You know, they're magnificent supporters. You know, for them to stay here right to the end and continue to support the team is fantastic. And that's, the players now have to learn that when the difficult times come, the fans are still going to be with them. And that's something we have to take from the game. We've had obviously a difficult week. We've had a difficult week with injuries, and then obviously we've had a difficult week with some of the staff who obviously were unavailable this evening as well, due to other things as well. So we just have to dust ourselves down and go again.
Yeah, well, listen, going into tonight's game, Harps had only lost one game in nine, so all's not lost, and far from it. And at times you played well tonight against what was a very good Athlone team.
Tim has been our best player in a lot of games this year. Tim has been magnificent. Tim made one save tonight in the second half, but we conceded four goals.
Yeah.
Again, the goals that we concede tonight are poor goals. The first one is a long ball that catches out the two young defenders, and then he goes on and scores it. The second one's a penalty, and then the third and fourth one again, or nobody closes him down. He gets a free shot from 20 yards and he finds the bottom corner. And then the fourth one's a free header at the back post. Comes off the crossbar, and then again there's no man free inside the box. So there are things that the players are going to have to learn from. It's hard enough to win games in this league without giving teams goals, and tonight we certainly helped Athlone in that.
Okay, you mentioned those injuries as well. Keevan and Keith Cowan missed tonight, and then tonight, worryingly, Ryan Rainey had to come off, and Ellis Farrar. What's the latest on those?
Again, they're both being assessed by Nicola and Georgia in there, so... Ryan's is his knee, Alice's is his hamstring. So yeah, again, it'll be wait and see. And then at the end, Ryan Flood, to be fair to him, has been in his bed all day yesterday,
right,
and the most of today, but wanted to play. And I thought very admirable of him. And with 10 minutes to go, I just thought he looked completely dead on his feet. And it was a matter of taking him off and trying to protect him. Cat has been with us now from the start of the year, but has been playing with an injury in and around the pubic area. So we're trying to manage him between training and playing, and again I thought for him to come in and give us a good 80 minutes was again credit to him. You know, these are two boys that probably quite easily could have sat out the game tonight, but both wanted to play, so for me that was really pleasing. And I know people maybe question why take them off, but because of, as you said, we had lost Ryan Rainey and we had lost Alice Farr, and we have Keith Cann and Kevin Porter in the sidelines. I didn't really want to take a chance and lose any more going to Cove when we're already down numbers. You know, we've picked up a few injuries in the 19s as well, so we only had six subs on the bench and one was a goalkeeper. So it's been difficult with injuries, and again, because of the size of our squad, when certain individuals are missing, especially the experienced ones, it then makes it even tougher for the younger players, because I've just spoke to them in there. I think we have eight or nine players that ended up on the pitch, or 21 and under. Yeah. So, and it's a tough league to be learning your trade.